In place of our normal reflection, I've instead have a few activities to loosen everyone up and get us ready to think like a kid again. For our first activity, I want to invite our musical director, Jennifer, up to help us make a rainstorm.
All right, everyone. Today we are going to make a rainstorm using just our bodies. Some of you may have done this before, but I will walk us through each step. Just like a real rainstorm, our storm is going to start slow, build to something much bigger and louder, and then work our way back down to quiet again. I will start making a sound with my hands or body, and as I turn or come to your section of the sanctuary, follow my lead.
Thank you, Jennifer. That was an excellent rainstorm. In just a bit, we will have a couple different options of other fun activities you can choose from. But first, I don't know about you, but I think it's been unseasonably warm. In fact, it's been so warm, I think that we should have a snowball fight. But not just any kind of snowball fight. This will be a connection snowball flurry. The greeters are going to pass out pens and paper to everyone here in the sanctuary. I have some markers if you want to add a little color. I would like everyone to put down, either in words or in pictures, one thing that you like about coming to read. Something that brings you joy. Or a reason you might give someone to invite them to come to read. For those of you on Zoom, I would ask you to add your thoughts to the chat and someone here in the sanctuary will make a snowball for you. Yes, I can repeat if you wanna. So you're writing down, either in words or in pictures, one thing you like about coming to read, something that brings you joy, or a reason you might give to invite someone else to come to read. And I am writing down the ones from folks on Zoom to add as well. Thank you. Looks like folks here in the sanctuary are finishing up. Once you have your answers down, it's time to make a snowball. Yeah, crumple it up. These are pretty small snowballs, but I don't want to waste too much paper. Okay, in case this is our first, this is Wisconsin, so I know you folks know from snowball fights. I'm going to count to three, and I want everyone to throw their snowballs into the air. Feel free to pick up snowballs that come your way and fling them at someone else. Keep going until you hear the chime. Remember to be gentle. The idea is to have fun, not take out an eye. Everyone ready? One, two. People are ready for this. From Carol on Zoom, this is apparently very funny to watch via Zoom. Participate in for the next 10 to 15 minutes. If you would prefer to stay in the sanctuary and discuss what is on our snowballs, you can stay right here. This will also be the main Zoom link. If you are someone who wants to move your body, you can join Liz in the multi-purpose room for a yoga lesson that has us learn about our new Article 2 values through different yoga poses. I'm going to try to make this a Zoom breakout room, but if for some reason that is not working, there are additional instructions that will be dropped into the Zoom link so you can follow along that way as well if we have technical difficulties. Or if you would like to follow along later, that will be in the Zoom chat. For those of you here in person, if you would like to participate in some games that will get us in the spirit of being invitational, you can follow me to the youth room. And those of you staying in the sanctuary will have lovely Susan to take help you. There will be some extra, snowballs than there are people probably staying in this room, so feel free to pick up one or two if you would like to stay and share.
How many
minutes?
I don't think for our time, I'd say 10.
10 minutes?
Okay.
10 minutes. Whoever would like to join for some movements.
Genevieve?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. Okay. So what we're going to be doing in here is reading out the snowballs. So I'm going to come around. If you want to, raise your hand if you want to read out what it says on your snowball or snowballs. If you don't want to read them, I can read them later. Everyone's a little shy. Human connections and music. Yay. Who next?
Okay. I'm Rhonda. I have LGBTAQ+ welcoming and a big smile. Loving, caring people. And collective good intentions and mutual assistance.
Tim. I have community and fun inclusive activities. I have community and fun inclusive activities.
Seeing friends, the awesome music, and love bell feel.
And your mic right here. Okay.
I have John, friendly atmosphere, and reflection. I am Lori, friends activate them with smiley faces and wonderful people.
Hi, I'm Lori Jean. I get to sing.
Yay for singing.
Hi, I'm Ellie. I have music, and enjoy sharing ideas, comfort, friendships.
Excellent. Do you guys have some? No?
Yeah, okay.
Friendliness. I love my fun coworker, Genevieve. Learning new approaches to worship.
That sounds great. Did I miss anything?
I have a couple I didn't have open before. So one says open minds, open hearts, and the other in super nice handwriting says I enjoy connecting with others with spiritual practices.
Hey, that's a great collection, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so we got some questions we can keep going with. Let's see. Okay, was there anything about the answers that stood out to you? If you want to raise your hand, I can bring you up here.
The current theme of community and acceptance.
Great, community and acceptance. Anything else? People, I heard music and singing a whole bunch of times for friends. Yeah. Oh, here's the next question. Were there any sentiments or thoughts that were repeated? If so, which ones? And why do you think that is? More. Do you have any ideas on those? I keep thinking about the music, and it's just fun and eclectic, thoughtful. Great. Yay.
Any other comments on the things that were repeated?
Yeah. I mean, in our society today, there's like an epidemic of loneliness, and like this is one thing that we can do to keep intentionally connecting to other people, seeing our shared humanity. Okay, last question on here. What do you think we can take away from this activity to make our congregation more inviting? Anything else you want to share with folks? Well, we think you have an extra minute or two later. Oh, did you like that experience of throwing the snowballs?
Yes.
It was unexpected. give ourselves a chance to move around in the world where we're mostly heads.
Okay. I have a game if anyone would like to, if I could get maybe one or two people that want to stand up with me. Wow, Jennifer. Wow, I think that three people is going to be just great. This is in the Zoom range of sight. So we are going to try to make a human chalice. Using this flashlight.
Yes.
We are not allowed to talk to decide how to make it. But all of you folks here, if you have suggestions for what we should be doing, you are folks are allowed to talk, but we are not allowed to have verbal communication with each other.
Are you asking how should you make the human chalice? What should you do? Okay. Turn the flashlight on.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, okay. That could be the flame. If you're the flame in the middle, what about the other people? You guys have to lay down on the floor. Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. The bee. Anyone want to take a picture out there? No. Good job.
Thank you so much. Did anyone else have human chalice ideas? Would you have done it differently?
I would have included hugging.
Oh, no.
Oh, you do have a green dot. I didn't see that you had it. Oh, no, you.
That's a pin. But, yeah.
I wasn't sure if those
chalices should be, like, do you think that, is it that, what part should be hugging? Should it be just like the principle that I got you? I don't know if like that, the circles are like hugging the player.
I was like moving my hands to be like,
oh,
ooh,
yeah.
I knew
that.
That would work.
I was mostly behind you, so I can tell, but that makes sense to me now that you said that.
Jennifer, I think you want to come up here. We're checking our time limit here. Oh, this would be a time if you have a joy or sorrow, you could grab a card. They're probably having too much fun with the yoga.
Thank you. Friendly atmosphere. Reflection. Loving, caring people. Collected good intentions and mutual assistance. LGBTAQ+ welcoming. Smiley face. Fun, inclusive activities. Community. Zoom options for those who can't attend in person. Joy, sharing ideas, comfort, friendships. Music. Friends, activism. Wonderful people. I get to sing. Human connections. I enjoy connecting with others in spiritual practices. Open minds and open hearts. And music. Learning new approaches to worship. I love my fun coworker, Genevieve. Friendliness.
Thank you everyone for participating today. I hope you all had fun. It's always my goal as the Director of Family Ministry to make services at Reed welcoming and inviting to people of all ages. Thank you for helping me with that today. It is my hope that we can take the lessons learned here today around joy and fun and remember that our faith is one of laughter and love.